I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential specialist with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the concept of optimizing your sale. Now, when I have someone come and say, I want to list my home for sale, tell me how I can get the highest price, I've got a lot to share at that point in time, but I have even more, and Bob does too, in regards to if you have foresight and you're always prepared to move, especially in investment real estate, to the best opportunity for your money, you'll want to be optimizing or preparing to optimize for your sale all the time.
Well, if you don't, you're leaving money on the table that could have been yours had you done the steps necessary to optimize the position of that property. Otherwise, you simply pass it off as this is a fixer-upper property. And somebody will come in, do the things that you should have done, and take that entrepreneurial profit, add to their net worth rather than having it to yours. Now, in some instances, it's not your cup of tea to fix things up, and you find yourself in a position where a property needs fixing up. Maybe it's best you do go out of it and into something that is in much better condition.
So in optimizing the sale, I think in investment real estate, this makes so much sense. You've done a good thing by buying into real estate. You can do a great thing by staying in tune to what will optimize your opportunity, not only on the real estate side, but on the finance side.
Yes.
So to really realign to the opportunities out there in financing seems relevant to optimize a sale.
Absolutely. But do understand that a lender is going to take a look at what it has done, not what it can do. They're very conservative.
In regards to income, they've got to see your record.
Exactly. And you say, well, my rents are $500 a unit. They could be $700. The lender does not care. The lender will do the underwriting based on $500. And as long as you're not being particularly aggressive on your loan-to-value ratio, they're probably going to give you credit for a little bit more, but they're not going to give you credit for what could have been had you done a really good job to begin with.
I suppose to optimize your sale, you have to spend some time recognizing who the likely buyer is as well, what the target investor is that's coming into this.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most important single things that you can do when you're investing in real estate. Figure out how you're going to get out before you ever get in. Figure out who's going to take me out of this thing and do everything that you can possibly do to make that property appeal to that person.
And this is what Bob Nelson does so well. Give him a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.